Before I begin, let me apologize right quick. Sorry, I've been a little bit off my game. I suffered some medical setbacks. But I did give a lot of information about what I go through at times. But do not assume that I have forgotten my mission. Do not assume that I've completely forgotten what I have worked on for the last 3, going on 4 years. Podcasting can be difficult, especially the type of podcast that I do, because I won't bite my damn tongue for nobody. Over the last couple of weeks, I have seen more turmoil than ever, especially concerning housing. Our health should be first priority, but how can we focus on our health when everything else around us is collapsing? The stock market is facing its worst quarter yet. We are now dealing with Ukraine being attacked by Russia. In the following years, we will see this world change, but in the end, it may not be for the better of everyone. In this dire time, I send my deepest prayers of protection and healing to the families of Ukraine. Though we are distant, my heart is with you. I pray that the Ukrainians survive, most of them survive this, and the ones that fight back, well, I hope you survive as well. War makes demons out of men, and sometimes there is no choice. So with that said, please offer your prayers and hopes to those being affected in Ukraine right now. Lift them up. And keep your head high. Because it may hit home soon. The saddest thing is, I gave fair warning about all of this over 3 years ago when I started my very first episode. If you go all the way back to The Lies Within and go from there, that's your roadmap. There's no study show. There's no according to. Is the facts that are in black and white and on paper that have been verified, that have been proven. The trying times are not over. They are far from over. So I don't know why so many people are sitting back in comfort when there are millions that are going to suffer this cataclysmic change. I don't know why there is still celebration when we are one of the countries that have the highest level of poverty, even though we've been deemed the richest, one of the richest nations in the world. Are we rich based on our resources, our GDP? I'm not quite sure anymore because I don't see riches. I see shiny objects that are made to distract the masses from a much more darker end to humanity. And the reason why I had to fall back myself is because it can get emotionally taxing that I myself, as one single woman, I know I can't change the entire world. But at least I can do what I can to change the hearts and minds that have been so greatly brainwashed and deceived for many, many years. Even as I am now, 33 years old, I feel like an old soul for the wisdom that has been bestowed upon me through my dreams, through my subconscious, is the wisdom that I'm laying before you today. Statistics can change. Statistics can be manipulated, doctored, to favor one's own conclusion, especially ones that are pushing a very dangerous agenda. And that's what I've been explaining this whole time. That you can't be quick to believe something that just pops up on a screen. To check your facts, do your own research, and question everything, especially the legitimacy behind certain pieces of legislation that further widens the income gap. We are seeing the highest rates of rent going up, and that leaves a lot of families, those that could make do, can't make do anymore. How fair is that? Ask yourselves. Most of you are focused on, well, what about the property owners? I'm sorry, there's not really a real rent relief program. They only did that just to shut a whole bunch of people up. But there are thousands of mortgage and foreclosure relief programs, even before they did the CARES Act. And that's what confuses me. When protections are now being directed towards tenants, now it's a big firestorm, just like it was back in 2008 and 2012. But y'all don't see that. Y'all don't see that. The minute that the weak begin to rise up, then it's a problem. But if we stay silent, then everything is peachy keen? I don't think so. It doesn't work like that. It's not supposed to work like that. Everything that we have ever known was a lie. Everything that we build on, everything that we talk about, is engineered. And the ones that actually have a mind of their own, I mean a mind of their own, they are the ones that are being demonized. They are the ones being silenced, and they are the ones that are suffering the worst financial downturn. But you don't see that. If we are basing everything on love and understanding, then it has to happen in every single aspect. You can't choose what you want to love and what you want to understand. You have to understand everything. You have to comprehend everything. Because it wouldn't be fair for the other side. But war itself is incomprehensible, that I can tell you. War is just another way to make profit and push and take and render. It is with every fiber of my being that I try my hardest at what I am good at. And though people may assume that my voice has been suppressed, oh no, not by a long shot. It is more of a frequency that reverberates throughout this world. I don't have to say anything if I don't want to. I can't keep teaching the same lessons over and over again, only to have the same conclusion happen. You, my fellow listeners, and those that choose to listen to my episodes for the first time, if you truly want to find out exactly what you're made of, you have to start thinking for yourselves. Look at the patterns. Check the history. But these following episodes is a straightforward conclusion. And in all my years of research, from looking at speeches and patterns, from looking at how history has repeated itself over the last maybe 75 years, something is wrong. Something has been wrong. And up to this day, we have yet to truly fix what has happened in our nation. A lot of people may have different opinions, but opinions are not facts. Opinions are mere perceptions on what you see life is. That is what an opinion is. No matter if it's an issue or whatever may be trending, every aspect may have an opinion, but truth itself is no opinion. There is no loopholes. There is no augmenting or amending it. The truth is the truth. And the more that you drive it away, the more that you suppress it, the more that you deny it, it makes it stronger. And the impact itself will leave you in a state of bewilderment and desperation, but it is supposed to make you stronger. When the truth came out about the emails concerning Dr. Anthony Fauci and others, people went into full-blown denial because they couldn't believe that such a man as astute as Dr. Fauci would do something like this, especially how it affects humanity. Well, guess what? It happened. Get over yourself. And now there is facts that are now showing that even though people applied for this rental assistance, in the end, they're still facing eviction. They're still facing homelessness. So what really was the point in making such a widespread bureaucratic system that most landlords are not going to pay attention to? So now they're discussing a whole new level of landlord fraud. And believe me, it's happening right here in New York. So New Yorkers, if you're listening, pay attention. Keep your paperwork in place, keep all of your records, because if you were approved and they got the money and you got notification that they got the money and they still want to try and throw you out, you take it to court and you fucking fight it. I'm fed up with the advantages, displeasures when it comes to dealing with landlords and agencies. That doesn't make me an anti-property owner. It makes me anti-corruption. It makes me anti-extortion, anti-blackmail, anti-harassment. So anyone who follows me on Twitter or who confronted me on Twitter, that's what I am. I am not against any property owners and landlords, but I am against dirty fucking tricks. And that's who I am. So the following episodes that will be published next week will give a much more darker truth, yet there will be clarity. And what you do with that clarity will be up to you, not me. As I've said before, I am merely a messenger. What you do with the information that I bestow upon you, that I discuss, is on you. It's on you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, everyone. But not on me, because I simply stated what people in general are afraid to say. But I'm not. And I never will be.